RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year and European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
Mighty Meath, a Manchester cracker and a dead ringer from Michael Murphy wins the Masters. Darren Fehill is with us now.
Oh, you're spot on there, Gavin. Good morning to you. Scotty Scheffler, he won the Masters last night after he finished on 10 under par. But great to see two Irish golfers inside the top three at Augusta. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry battled all the way to the end. But in the end, there was no catching the player of the moment, and that was Scotty Scheffler. We've got both Rory and Shane on the programme this morning. But first, let's hear how all that drama unfolded with our very own Greg Allen.
A dominant final round performance by the world's number one player, Scotty Scheffler, repelled all challengers with a three-shot victory on the final day, and he wasn't flattered one iota by that margin, but there were quite a few stories which bubbled beneath the surface, and two Irishmen were right in the middle of those narratives. Rory McIlroy channeled some of his young, swaggering self and blended that with the maturity of a player competing in his 14th Masters to swashbuckle his way from 10 shots off the lead into second place with a closing 8 under par 64, tying the Masters record final round score. But the 25-year-old American, even with an adrenaline deficit 4-putt on the 18th green, closed it out with a 71 to finish 3 clear on 10 under. Shane Lowry never challenged for the lead after making a triple bogey 6 on the 4th hole, but his 6 birdies from there on, including one on the 18th green, gave him a round of 69 and a 5 under par total and a share of 3rd place. And a word for the third Irishman involved on the final day, Seamus Power shot a fine closing round of 70 to finish tied for 27th place in his first Masters, while Tiger Woods may have finished on 13 over par, but he completed all four rounds and got a huge ovation and reception on the 18th.
Yeah, and not only that, Tiger Woods confirmed afterwards that he'll compete at the Open at St Andrews, which is great news for European golf fans on this side of the Atlantic. Scheffler, though, in the form of his life. Look, he'd been around for the last couple of years, a couple of really good finishes at the Masters, but he hadn't won on tour until early February this year. This is his fourth title since then. What a hot streak that is. Now, Greg's been talking to the Irish lads. First up this hour, Shane Lowry, who couldn't hide his disappointment despite his battling finish.
It's the first time I've kind of felt like I was trying to gear myself up towards this week, and to come in here and perform to the standard that I did is very, very, it's nice, it's good, it's quite rewarding, but I'm disappointed that somebody else is going to be putting on the green jacket this afternoon and it's not going to be me. And golf's such a funny game because top three at the start of the week, you'd wonder whether you take it or not, and you're standing here now finishing third or whatever around there, and you feel like you're disappointed. So it's just, it's hard because, you know, I want this so much and I work so hard for it. I hope I get chances again, but yeah, I just know what it means for me, my family, the people of Ireland, to bring a green jacket home, and I didn't do that today, but hopefully I can do it again.
It's a sign of the player you are now, that you could absorb a triple bogey on the fourth hole, come back with 6 birdies, but you really knuckled down.
I did, yeah, but you know, I just told myself it was one bad shot and a lot of pins were in bowls and I was going to get a lot of chances. I was putting well. I just knew that I was going to give myself chances, so I just had to kind of knuckle down and get on with it. And, you know, I'm never going to give up. I'm never going to let down out there. So I will wake up tomorrow kind of thinking what could have been.
You're not wired to finishing anything other than first. I know that you're a born, you know, winner. And will you allow yourself to enjoy third place in the Masters? Because it's still an achievement by comparison to your previous visits here. You got yourself into the mix and you really gave it a go.
I haven't won for a few years and I don't enjoy not winning. So, you know, I just love competing. I love big tournaments. I said at the ball walking up 18, I just love playing big tournaments. It just gets me going so much. And no matter what, the next big one is another few weeks, so hopefully I can keep my form going and give it a go up there in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's not too far away at all, Shane. The USPGA Championship gets underway on May 19th, so just over a month away. Let's hope he can continue that fine form. More from the golf later. The Irish rugby team beat Italy 29-8 in the TikTok Six Nations. First win of the campaign for them. And they ran in 5 tries in the process as well. 2 games to go, tough one next, away to a very impressive English outfit in just under 2 weeks' time. First win, though, for new head coach Greg McWilliams. We'll hear from him later as well. Meath beat Donegal by 2 points to win the Little Ladies Division 1 title for the very first time. Meath ran out 2-8 to 1-9 winners. Great game this, and the Meath manager is Eamon Murray.
We're making it look very easy, but that was a great battle, and it's exactly what we expected to happen then, and exactly what both teams wanted before the championship. And at the end of the late day, it's really only the championship's the biggest thing we're looking forward to. We came out of the day with a 2-point win and no injuries and all. Look at what can I ask for proud man there is, and what can I ask more of these girls?
Yeah, great team. In Division 2, the final there, Kerry got the better of Armagh by a goal. In the Cristerine Cup yesterday, wins for Derry and Kildare. In the Nicky Racker, Tyrone, Roscommon and Donegal recorded wins. And Loud, Leitrim and Monaghan won in the Laurie Mar Cup. Manchester City and Liverpool played out a thrilling 2-2 draw in the Premier League. This result means that City continue to lead the way by a point with 7 games to go. Elsewhere, Brentford beat West Ham 2-0. Leicester 2-1 winners against Crystal Palace. And Norwich beat Burnley 2-0. Finally, Charles Leclerc won the Australian Grand Prix for Ferrari.